Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We're at 16 minutes past 1 and 28 degrees. Ah, the wonders of technology. We've had a little bit of a problem here, but anyway, it's not the problem here, it's just to do with the internet connection. Anyway, I have with me Bronwyn Cole. Welcome, Bronwyn.
Thanks very much for having me, Alan.
We're not getting you very strong at all. Try it again, please, Bronwyn.
Thanks very much for having me, Alan.
Yep, I think we're in business now. Bronwyn, the main reason for having you on today is to talk about the Queensland fruit fly, and that's something that we don't want down here in Melbourne, because and you want to tell us some of the ways that we can try and keep it out of this state.
I do. The Yarra Valley is traditionally free from Queensland fruit fly. We very rarely get a Queensland fruit fly detection, and so far we've been able to get onto those detections really quickly and eradicate them. So that's taken some community effort and some effort by some landowners, but prevention is so much easier than actually trying to do the cure. So my call out today is for everyone in the Yarra Valley to keep an eye out for Queensland fruit fly, and I'm particularly concerned at the moment because of our La Nina weather events that we're experiencing at the moment.
So I was going to ask you that, Bronwyn. Is it not a problem during the winter? Is it only a problem sort of during spring, or when is its biggest problem for us?
Queensland fruit fly are more likely to survive and prosper and establish when the weather is warmer. So most of the time, with the cool weather, we either don't see them or they're not there. But once the weather starts to warm up and it starts to get to 15 degrees at sunset, which, by the way, is the perfect temperature to be sitting on your back veranda having a beverage of an afternoon,
yep.
When it is that beautiful moment, that is when the fruit fly are breeding. Now, if one has arrived here because it's been carried in by someone or it's flown in on a rather unusual weather event, if they are here, that's when they'll start to breed. And that's what we're trying to avoid. First of all, we're trying to avoid them getting here. But secondly, we need to have traps around so that we can find out if they are here and then respond really quickly. So, yes, they're a problem in that warmer weather, particularly in a La Nina year when it's so humid as well as warm.
Yeah. Bronwyn, we used to have, and I'll just tell you a very quick little story because I don't want to waste time, but there used to be down between Bensdale and Lakes Entrance, there used to be a fruit fly inspection place there. And I used to go to Bensdale for work, and then I'd pop down to do something at Lakes Entrance. And on the way back, they used to stop me, and when they saw my lunchbox, they either made me eat a bit of fruit there or throw it in the bin. But then after a year or two, there was nobody there. There was a sign up, don't bring the fruit in, throw it away. But if you didn't, there was nothing there. And then probably 5-6 years ago, they just took away the whole thing. Do we not have those inspections?
So once upon a time, Victoria, the whole state used to be free of fruit fly. And we used to have freedom across our whole state. And that means that people would stop fruit coming into our state. And it also meant that the state government would react if they found fruit fly. But what was happening was that there's so much fruit fly coming in over the border from New South Wales and maybe even Queensland, and there has always been a permanent population of fruit fly over in Bairnsdale. It was sort of linked to New South Wales. It never used to come west because our area used to be a little bit inhospitable for it, or it wasn't too tough. It always used to just stay over there. So the authorities were trying to keep it over there, and the authorities were trying to keep it out of our northern border with New South Wales, but that wasn't working. And so once so much fruit fly got, the government got together and went, well, we can't eradicate this anymore. It's become too strong, or we're not dealing with it. So we're just going to declare the whole of Victoria as endemic with fruit fly, and the communities of the regions of Victoria are just going to have to deal with it because the state government can't do any more about it. And so that would have been about the same time that you saw the inspectors and the fruit inspection place become unmanned and the inspectors gone. They also took some inspectors away from Northern Victoria and stopped a lot of the eradication efforts that they were doing. And they've literally handed those responsibilities over to the community and individuals within those communities.
Bronwyn, first of all, how does the fruit fly get here?
Usually people carrying fruit with the eggs and the larvae inside the fruit.
How would you pick a piece of fruit that had it?
I've got
an apple and I'm down at Ben Star or down at Lakes Entrance and they're not there anymore, the inspectors. But if I pulled up and there was an inspector, or if I wanted to make sure that I wasn't bringing fruit fly up here into the Yarra Valley, how would I pick that bit of fruit had fruit fly? Can I do that?
It's tricky because from the outside, it looks fine. It looks like it's got a tiny, tiny little scratch or an insect mark on the outside. Most of the damage is deep inside the apple because once the eggs hatch, the larvae go to the centre of the fruit. And I've handled fruit all my life because I've grown up on an orchard and I couldn't pick it on occasions. You actually have to open it up, so slice it with a knife and look inside it. And you actually have to dig around and look for the maggots or the larvae.
It's when you take the first bite you find it, isn't it?
Yes. What's worse than a fruit fly in your apple? Half a fruit fly. that's the problem. That's how it can get transported so easily from place to place because it's very hard to see. It's hidden. The other way it could get here is it could come in a really severe weather event. And what we're wanting to make people in the Yarra Valley really aware of is that fruit fly is over in Greensboro and Eltham last summer. And it's not that far away. So I'm actually really not worried about the Bairnsdale population of fruit fly. It's not likely to get here. I'm more worried about Greensboro, Eltham, Diamond Creek, all of those places over there that had fruit fly last year. And we're not quite sure if the winter has been cold enough to make it inhospitable for them. So we're very concerned that their fruit fly populations might be starting to increase again because they hibernate over the winter. The strong adults survive. And what we want to do is we want to make sure there's no one bringing fruit across from those northern leafy suburbs into our precious and prestigious Yarra Valley with all of our fruit here.
Yeah, we don't want it here. Bronwyn, when you're talking about people or areas like you've just spoken about, it's only if people have got fruit trees in their house, like how long can they live without being in fruit?
So the life cycle of a fruit fly is that once the egg is laid, it's only about 28 days before that egg has turned into an adult fly and can breed again. So one female fruit fly can turn into about 800,000 fruit fly by the end of the summer.
Sure.
It's because she has daughters and they have daughters and it's just a huge population explosion. So when you say how long can it live, it can last the whole season, the whole fruit season.
Like when the cold weather comes, does that kill them off or?
It kills most of them, but usually not all of them. Nothing in biology is ever 100%. Yeah. The strongest and the fittest and those most tolerant of the cold will survive over those depths of winter. And in the concrete jungle of northern Melbourne, where there's lots of eaves and concrete buildings and evergreen trees, they might even go and hibernate in those warmer places. And so when it comes time to this beautiful weather like today, a bit stormy, a bit humid, a bit warm, they'll go and find a partner and they'll breed. And before you know it, we've got a problem.
So they don't have to be in fruit to survive, do they?
No, so she'll eat proteins and microbes and fungi from leaf surfaces and from the grass and from rotting, decaying material. She'll eat the proteins off that. And then she'll stock up like a bear hibernates and stock up on food and she'll hibernate like a bear does over winter. And then she'll come out hungry looking for proteins about now or last month. And then she starts her breeding cycle and then usually her daughters and their daughters and their daughters take over the population explosion from there.
What size would a fruit fly be? The size of a normal fly or bigger or smaller?
Yeah, it's about the size of a normal fly. It's definitely smaller than a bee or a wasp, but it is much bigger than the little fruit flies that hang around your fruit bowl. Do you know the ones?
Yeah.
So it's not as small as those ones. They're fine. Those, the ones that hang around your fruit bowl, they're tiny and they're little light brown flies. They're called a vinegar fly, and so they just hang around the decomposing fruit, ripe fruit. Mm. Whereas Queensland fruit fly, you can tell more so rather than from its size, you can tell because it's got yellow shoulder pads and two yellow stripes on its back.
So
they're the telltale flies.
So, but the wasp is often yellow on the back too. So it, but it's smaller than a wasp, is it? Or
much smaller than a European wasp, but it's a light brown reddy colour. It would be a third of the size of a wasp, or a third of the size of the wasp that I caught in my wasp trap last week anyway. But it has distinct yellow shoulder pads, and the two yellow stripes on its back runs vertical.
Oh, right.
If anyone wants to see a picture, they need to go to my website and have a look.
Well, at the end of it, as we get along, we will give out that website. I've just got to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more. That's the sort of music you'll hear this Sunday between 12 and 3 with music, memories and more. I'd love to have you along. But at the moment, we're with Community Connections and I have Bronwyn with me and we're talking about the Queensland fruit fry. Bronwyn, as with anything, prevention is always better than the cure. So what are your suggestions to try and prevent this flies getting here?
Well, we have to know where it is. Because we cannot bring the fruit in, and we can do some education of people, and that's all great, but we can't set up a roadblock. We're sick of roadblocks about now,
aren't we?
So we can't set up a roadblock. So it's a matter of being prepared and having early detection and fast response or rapid response. And so if everyone in the Yarra Valley, or if most people in the Yarra Valley had a fruit fly trap. And then they reported what was in that trap to our organisation at Agribusiness Yarra Valley, it would be like having, well, thousands and thousands of fruit fly traps that we can't do ourselves. So I have 140 fruit fly traps out, ranging from Kinglake, Yarra Glen, Healesville, right up into Warburton and down into Mombok. and everywhere in between. But I'd appreciate some more fruit fly traps out and people telling me if they found a fruit fly in them.
Well, how do they get these traps, Bronwyn, or what is a fruit fly trap?
A fruit fly trap uses a pheromone which attracts the male Queensland fruit fly, and they're usually the most promiscuous, adventurous ones. And they need to fly to this trap thinking that they're going to get some of this scent that they like, and then they usually meet their end with an insecticide, or you can get ones where they drown because they're insecticide free. But it's specifically targeting the male, and these are available at nurseries and hardware stores.
So when they go in, what do they ask for? Just a fruit fly trap or?
Queensland fruit fly trap, because the pheromone is specific to the Queensland fruit fly. Right. Tell you what, the three organisations that I know stock them that are local to Healesville and Yarra Glen are Allowan Gardens Nursery and the nursery in Healesville on the highway, just as you come into Healesville. That's got a great stock.
That's our president, Darren Adams, owns that, yep.
Yeah, great stock, and I can vouch that all of his staff are really helpful because I've trained them myself.
Right.
And another good place over in Yarra Glen's Hoogies. So there's plenty of fruit fly traps around. There's no excuse not to get one. And they're only 10 or 15 bucks, just good to have one, and they last for a couple of months. And then when you replace the attraction wick inside them, I think that's only $4 or $5. And you do that again after Christmas or after your 3 months is up. So the more people we have looking, the more chance we've got for finding one and acting early.
I was just going to say that. I mean, it's better to have 3,000 out there than what it is to have 20 of them, isn't it?
Yep. So the beauty is that the sooner we get it, the less damage it does. And all of our fruit industries and our backyard fruit production is not going to be harmed. That's what we want to say.
Bronwyn, maybe this is just me, but when we talk about fruit fly, I always think of apples and all that. Are they horrendous for the grapes and all that as well? Are they into all sorts of fruit or are they very selective?
There's over 100 different kinds of fruit that the Queensland fruit fly likes, and it has preferences. It prefers the stone fruit, so your peaches, your nectarines, your apricots, because that's usually the first cab off the rank. But it can affect all your cherries, berries, strawberries as well. And yes, typically apples and quinces and pears later in the season. Plums, absolutely love plums. That's up there in the highly favourable with the apricots and peaches. But it can also get into lily pillies and some of our native fruit as well. Chilies and tomatoes. People don't think of chilies and tomatoes as fruit, but they are. And Queensland fruit fly can get into those. They love chilies and capsicums and tomatoes.
Bronwyn, all right, so you find them on a property. How do you treat them?
Usually you start with eradicating the fruit. So you have a very strong hygiene approach. So disposing of the fruit by boiling it or freezing it. You can use drowning if you can secure the lid properly on the container. So that's your first step, clean it up. Secondly, you can put a fruit fly bait out. So that's a protein. I mentioned earlier that the Queensland fruit fly loves to eat protein. So you can put a protein bait out that's usually got an insecticide in it, and that you just splash that around. You don't cover everything at all. You just splash it in key areas, and the fruit fly eats that. The most important thing you can do is that you can notify Agribusiness Yarra Valley or give myself a phone call, and then we'll make sure that your neighbours and their neighbours and all the people in your community are armed and aware of the things that they can do, because we need to really fight this as a community. An individual putting out fruit fly bait might kill a few fruit flies, but it's not going to stop the next door neighbour's fruit flies coming back in.
Bronwyn, so we need to give your phone number out and your contact details. So if you'd like to give those to us, and we'll give it another time before we go.
So the fruit fly hotline, call myself on 0490 381 999, or you can send me an email with some photographs on QFF, and that's short for Queensland Fruit Fly, at agribusiness-yarravalley.com.
Bronwyn, do you have to kill each one?
Yes.
So each like if there's a dozen in a property, each one of them has to be killed separately.
Yes, and then you have to go and find where they've laid their eggs. And you have to go and find their friends, and then you have to go and find their friends.
So how do you, from a practical point of view, if someone rings up and says, I think I've got it, and you people go out and have a look, how do you then find where their friends are and where they are? And
so we'll be looking in all the fruit trees, vegetable gardens, and all the native fruit fly hosts. We'll be looking on trees on the roadside, might be plums or apples or whatever it likes to take advantage of fantastic roadside growth conditions. We'll be looking in blackberries, and then we'll be talking and door knocking with all of the neighbours to say, hi, we're here to help. This is what we need to do.
Gee, it's a big job, isn't it?
It's huge, and we can't do it alone. I'm me, who works in the Yarra Valley with this issue, but it is all about community awareness and community response because we don't have the assistance of the state government anymore.
Bronwyn, some of us have got no idea what these little critters look like, so can you tell us your website, how we're going to contact you if we think we might have some around, please?
Sure, there's heaps of information. Our website, which is fruitflyfreeyv.com.au. So that's fruitflyfreeyv.com.au. People can send me a text if they want to have an insect checked, and that's on 0490 381 999. And I'm happy to take phone calls or any inquiries on this number. So that's 0490 381 999. Or people are happy, like I'm happy to take emails with photos or questions, and I can email you information back on if you give me an email on qff@agribusiness-yarravalley.com. That's qff@agribusiness-yarravalley.com. So you can also check out our Facebook page, Keep Yarra Valley Fruit Fly Free.
Bronwyn, supposing we find some one today, we hope we don't, and you say then, you know, you go out and you check it and all that, are you using volunteers for that? Or, I mean, who actually runs this program apart from yourself?
So we are funded by Agriculture Victoria. We're also funded by the Fruit Growers of the Yarra Valley. And so we run, well, a lot of those funds run educational programs, advertising, and they staff myself and pay for me to drive around in my car to all of these suspected detections. So I do call on volunteers, but most of the time I am the one that's responsible for getting all of those affected landowners together and working through a plan with that particular neighbourhood. When we first found fruit fly in 2018, it was a warm February, we were able to get six or seven of those landholders together and share information and work together so that we were all doing a timely application of fruit fly bait, but everyone did their own. And that particular occasion, the Yarra Rangers Council also kicked in and made sure that there was a possibility that fruit fly could be on those roadside verges. So it was my job's to get everyone together and point them in the right direction, but it is up to the landholders to be the ones to take the action.
And I guess particularly if you are, I mean, we're not talking about now the backyarder. The person that runs an orchard or something like that, it's in their own interest to find them quick, aren't they? Because you might find them in three or four plants to start with, but they're not going to stay in those, are they? They'll go through the rest of the field?
No, they could very quickly move and increase the space or the area that's affected. So a lot of orchardists already have several fruit fly traps on their orchards, one every 400 metres nearly. And so we also use the wider network, my traps that I check, 140 of them. We use all of the information put together to make sure that we can give the earliest alert possible. What we can do with an early alert is we can react really quickly while the problem's still small. And that reaction to a small problem is much less environmentally damaging because we're using less amount of chemical and we're doing less damage to the fruit. So a small response to a small problem is much better for everyone in the Yarra Valley.
Oh, no, that's true too. Bron, could you give us, we're getting to the stage where unfortunately I've got to go. could you give us all those contact details, your mobile, the your website? Because, you know, it's not much good people if they don't know what they look like, and also your email address, please, Bronwyn.
No worries. So check out all the information on the web at www.fruitflyfreeyv.com.au. You can give myself a call or a text on 0490 381 999, or you can send me an email at qff@agribusiness-yarravalley.com. Or you can even contact me through Facebook Messenger. So we have a Facebook page called Keep Yarra Valley Fruit Fly Free, and that's got heaps of information and timely reminders. So even if you just go to the Facebook page, like and follow Keep Yarra Valley Fruit Fly Free, what you'll find is if I'm pushing heaps of alerts for everyone to go and check your plums this week, or go and check your cherries, or make sure you go and look at your tomatoes, or reminders for people to harvest their fruit, they'll come up into your news feed at the appropriate time.
Yeah, that's great. And I guess, like we said before, prevention's a lot better than trying to cure it, isn't it? So, I mean, the quicker people have a look and know what they're looking for and do something about it, all the better. Yep. for yourself and the possibility of getting it found, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm in this situation where I actually hope people don't find any.
I can agree with that.
I want you to go and look, but I hope you don't find anything.
Bronwyn, once we get past, say, Christmas, once we get into the real hot weather, does that tend to knock them off, or is it, I mean, how long do you want people to
We don't have really hot weather. Mildura has really hot weather, and it's only once it's about 48 degrees and 10% humidity do they start to get a bit baffled. In the Yarra Valley, our hot weather is still warm weather for them, and they love that hot weather. There's also an abundance of fruit around in our hot weather. So most of the time that we find fruit fly, these isolated detections in the Yarra Valley, has been the end of summer. So that means their population is the highest, so we have a greater chance of finding them. So it's a bit of a statistical anomaly, that, but yes, we are very, very cautious of that beautiful late summer, early autumn weather that we have. Is when we need to have an especially tight lookout for Queensland fruit fly.
Can we take our petal off during winter, or are they still in getting around during winter?
Well, it depends what you term taking the foot off the petal. In winter, we should be busy pruning and shaping our gardens, so that, or our fruit trees, so that we have easy management during the summer. I don't know about you, but I'm just as busy in my fruit trees in winter as I am in summer harvesting
That's
them
true.
Because I'm trying to shape them. I'm trying to keep them small, and I'm trying to keep those branches at a nice angle where I can pick them easily. And I'm trying to plant and design my orchard so that I can move in and out of there easily. And I've actually got it set up so that I can put some star pickets and some black poly and some fruit fly netting over them should that time come, or if that time comes when we have to net them. Because you can use netting to keep them out too.
Bronwyn, unfortunately, I've got to go, because with COVID-19, the next presenter has to come and clean the place out in case there's something wrong. Look, it's been tremendous having you. Could you just give us your mobile number once again and your website? Because it is important people know what they're looking for and then let you know if they find them, please.
No worries. So check out the photographs of Queensland Fruit Fly and all of the fruit host range that Fruit Fly like to go to on www.fruitflyfreeyv.com.au, or if you think you found something, give me a call on 0490 381 999.
Thanks, Bronwyn. It's been a delight having you. Unfortunately, is there any cost if you get called out?
No. That's what funds me, is the Fruit Growers and Agriculture Victoria and Agribusiness Yarra Valley. Yep. So I'm here to help, and I'm here to help people help others.
So don't be frightened to let you know if they believe
you've
got it.
And I won't be dobbing you in, and I won't be telling everyone that it was at Alan's house. I'll be telling other people that it was around this area and that you should be busy, because we don't want anyone targeted. I honestly am here to help.
Thanks, Bronwyn. Look, unfortunately, I've got to go, but thank you for coming along and telling us all about the Queensland fruit fly today. You've gone frozen. it's got we've just lost the internet. But anyway, thanks, Bronwyn.